And we are live. Welcome to the Giant Viking Football Show. Today's segment is called Utah, Give Me Two, from the famous scene in Point Break by the craziest actor of all time, Gary Busey. And it is focused on the Giants' picks this year and how I want them to trade back from the number 2 spot to get the number 12 and the number 22 pick overall from the Buffalo Bills. So Utah, give me two. Not two meatball subs. I need two valid picks in the NFL draft. So I'm going to go through a couple possibilities. If the Giants happen to move back from the number 2 pick overall and take the 12 and 22nd pick in the first round from the Buffalo Bills, who are some guys they might potentially be looking for at the 12 pick and the 22nd pick? So if they're trading out of 2, that means they're probably trading away from potential picks like Sam Darnold, Saquon Barkley, Quentin Nelson, Bradley Chubb, most popular talked about at the number 2 spot. At number 12, who's going to be left? Because everybody I just named will be gone when they get to 12. Why would the Giants possibly move back other than to get an extra pick in the first round? Who can they possibly value enough at pick number 12 to make that kind of gamble and move back in the draft with such top-tier talent loaded at the beginning of the draft that you can grab in the first 8 picks? And my answer to that simply is Harold Landry. Harold Landry is a guy the Giants can trade back and get the number 12 pick and potentially be able to draft Landry. I haven't seen any mock drafts whatsoever where Landry has been taken 12 or above. And if you can get Landry, to me that is, if Bradley Chubb is 1A, Harold Landry is my 1B of edge rushers. I really like Harold Landry. I like what he can do in a 4-3 and in a 3-4. I think he is the guy that you could potentially really pick up, really help that defense right away, fill the gap from JPP. So not only are they getting a true talent there, but they're really filling a need that they have that was opened up by JPP going to the Bucs. So all around, a great deal. Harold Landry is the guy I really want to see go at number 12 if the Giants move back in the trade with the Buffalo Bills. Also, I'd like to say that I hope they also get something else out of this deal, not just the 2 first-round picks for the Bills to trade up, which will probably take Josh Allen if they trade up to get him, or if they trade up with the Giants, excuse me. But I would like to see the Giants also get a 3rd-round pick out of this in this year's draft. That will give them 3 third-round picks. So you're looking at the Giants picking twice in the first round, the number 2 pick in the 2nd round, and then 3 picks in the 3rd round. Man, Dave Gettleman would have to consider that. That is just filling so many needs and checking so many boxes for the Giants and not spending too much money for it. You know, as the draft goes on, as the picks move back, you don't have to pay as much. So 12 and 22, not as expensive as 2. And they get a lot of picks for it, maybe even a future pick. I'd love to see them get the 3rd-round pick this year and then maybe a 3rd-round next year. I think that's automatically you do that deal if you get the chance. Anyway, so let's move on to the 22nd pick. Who is a player I see that the Giants could target with the 22nd pick? This one would get me really excited. This would get me jumping off the couch. At 22, I see them targeting, if it happens, Lamar Jackson. If he is still on the board and the Giants can move back and land Lamar Jackson with the 22nd pick, and we got Harold Landry with the 12th pick and acquired extra draft picks in the 3rd round and potential draft picks in the future, oh yes, sign me up. I'm ready to roll. Let's go, Big Blue. Good job, Dave Gettleman. Do I think they'll do this? I don't know, man. Risky. It's Dave Gettleman's first year being there, so we don't know what he's going to do. He has moved a lot in the draft before, and he's traded a lot. So we'll see what happens. But Lamar Jackson at 22, being the heir apparent to Eli, adding an extra wrinkle right away to the offense. You can put him in special packages. You can run a Wildcat-type offense. You can line him up in the slot and then put people in motion and change him up to the quarterback position. Him on the field with Odell Beckham Jr., Sterling Shepard, That's a lot of explosive ability on the offensive side of the ball, and the Giants sure need that extra punch. They have not been able to score more than 30 points in hardly any games over the last 2 years, so they really need a guy that's going to be a big difference maker. Lamar Jackson could be that guy at pick 22, and then they pick again 10, 11 spots later. Nothing wrong with that. I like the upside for Lamar Jackson. Big ceiling. There's a lot, pretty low floor too, I'll be honest. There's a lot of accuracy concerns, intelligence concerns. I heard he didn't have such a great score on the Wonderlic, but Lamar Jackson just has that raw talent. Nobody has been able to move since Michael Vick the way that Lamar Jackson does. And the comments that Michael Vick said on Twitter about how effective Lamar Jackson is and how far ahead of the curve Lamar Jackson is, and he said he was ahead of where Michael Vick was at that time. He said something like, you know, Lamar Jackson was 10 times better at his stage in the career than Michael Vick. Well, I'm taking your word for it, Mike. You know better than me. You played in the NFL. I did not. Would love to see Lamar Jackson go at 22. Really give a shot in the arm to the Giants franchise. So those are my picks. Moving back, if the Giants had to move back from pick number 2 to pick number 12 and 22 on the trade with the Buffalo Bills, that's who I have them taking. Harold Landry, Lamar Jackson. I'm excited about that. We'll see if it happens on draft day. Thank you so much for listening. Have a good one.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.